各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
谢谢钟牧师的邀请。
Thanks for the invitation from Pastor Chang.
也感谢神的带领。
And thanks the leadership from the God.
让我有机会在这里来见证神的话语。
So I can be here to witness God's word.
时间过得真快。
Time flies.
圣诞节已经过了。
Christmas already passed.
再过几天就要过新年了。
A New Year's upon us.
在这里我要向大家说新年快乐。
I'd like to say Happy New Year to all.
2015年结束了。
So 2015 coming to an end.
可是我们这个世界有越来越和平吗？
Is there more peace on earth?
社会有越来越祥和吗？
And harmony in the society?
我们常常听到一个又接一个的不幸消息。
And there are so many tragedies in the news.
若不是有水灾、暴风雪，
Flood storms,
就是有 ISIS 在滥杀无辜
，and terrorists attacked the innocent.
不只听到深圳有土崩
，and then there's some landslide.
还有在美国也听到恐怖的枪击事件
，and there's a gunshot.
可以说全世界随时随地都可以听到有人失去宝贵的生命
，and people lost life all over the world.
我们中国人不太喜欢说死这个字。
Chinese death is a taboo.
特别是在新年新春的时候，连提都不要提这个字。
Especially during New Year's time.
但是我们都知道。
But we know.
We all know that这个死亡是一个非常霸道的东西。
And then death is very powerful over everything.
他才不管我们要过新年还是要过生日。
Doesn't matter our birthday or New Year's.
他说要来，他就来。
When it comes, it comes.
前几年
a couple of years ago,
我的哥哥在台湾因为心脏病去世了。
My brother passed away for a heart attack.
我们在台湾的牧师还有弟兄姐妹为他举办了追思礼拜。
And then during the funeral, we have a service.
在这个告别礼拜之后，我们要把哥哥的遗体送到火化的地方去火化。
So after the service, we send his body. To be
to the,
burned.
Crematorium.
To cremation.
For the cremation, yes. 在那个时候，我的妹妹走在前面，捧着一个花所编成的十字架。
And then my sister took a flower decorated cross.
那我在我的妹妹后面。
In front of the procession, and I followed her.
我手上捧着一个我哥哥的相片。
And I held the photo of my portrait of my brother.
那我的后面就是我哥哥的尸体。
Then the body of my brothers followed.
最后面就是我的家人啊，牧师、会友这些。
Then families, pastors, and congregations.
我的哥哥是基督徒。
My brothers was a Christian also.
我清楚知道。
I know clearly.
将来在天上我会再见到他。
I will see him in heaven.
但是我更确定知道的是。
But more certain.
假如耶稣愿意的话。
If Jesus willing.
他当场是可以使我的哥哥复活起来。
He can resurrect my brother on the spot.
这样子我们就可以见证耶稣复活的大能。
Then we can see the power of resurrection from Jesus.
但是那时候耶稣没有照我的期望来成就。
But Jesus didn't grant my wish at that time.
我哥哥没有当场复活过来。
My brother was not resurrected on the spot.
我的哥哥已经离我而去。
So he passed away now.
在我有生之年，我再也见不到他。
I cannot see him.
当时我的思绪非常的混乱。
And then I was in a turmoil.
我还想到说，我的爸爸妈妈都还健在。
And I thought about my parents still around.
他们是白发人送黑发人。
And there's a saying, white haired send away the black haired.
他们能够承受这样子的事情吗？
Can they took it?
Can they bear it? 死亡真的是很霸道的事情。
There's nothing you can do about death.
但是死亡仍然是一件非常公平的事情。
But death is fair.
不管我们喜欢或不喜欢。
Whether you like it or not.
它会很公平的临到每个人身上。
So it will descend upon everyone.
它的临到时间只是迟早罢了。
It's just a matter of time.
今天早上我们读的经文。
The verses today.
是非常特别的经文。
It's a special verses.
在这个过新年的时候
during the New Year's,
偏偏有人就是要办丧事
And then there's funeral occurred during the New Year's also.
实在是非常的不幸。
It's unfortunate.
在这个经文当中
，in the verses，
却有四个死的字。
It mentioned four times the death.
但是却有两，也有同时也有两次的埋葬。
And then there's the two burial.
但是最后他说复活了。
But eventually he mentioned the resurrection.
在今天这个短短两节经文当中，我们至少可以学到三样圣经的真理。
So we can see through three truths through the two short verses today.
让我先来念经文给各位听。
So let's read the Chinese.
以利沙死了，人将他埋葬。到了新年，有一群摩押人犯禁，有人正埋葬死人，忽然看见一群人就把死人抛在以利亚的坟墓里。一碰到以利亚的骸，以利沙，对不起，以利沙的骸骨。死人就复活站起来了。
Elisha dead died and was buried. Now Moabites raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw the band of raiders, so they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bone, the man came to life and stood up on his feet.
从这里我们学到的第一点就是，肉体虽死，神仍做事。
The first things we learn, though the flesh perishes, God is still at work.
在这个圣经里面说，以利先知以利沙死了。
In the Bible, said Elisha died.
以利沙已经完成上帝所交给他一生的使命。
He fulfilled the mission that God had given him.
他安息了。
So he rested.
别人也把他埋葬了。
And was buried.
另外有一个人呢。
And then there's another person.
是比较后来才去世的。
So he died after Elisha's.
但是这个人去世的时候，正是过新年的时候。
And he died during the New Year's time.
别人正要埋葬他的时候，遇到摩押人入侵。
During his burial, Moabite raider came.
摩押人入侵可能是因为要抢夺粮食来准备过冬天。
Because they tried to plunder the people to prepare for the winter.
因为犹太人的新年是在九月份的秋天过新年。是收成的时候。
So Jewish holidays in September is harvest time.
那这些埋葬的人一看到摩押人入侵了。
During the burial, when they saw the Moabite raiders.
那他们当然要逃跑逃命了。
So they ran away.
那就把这个死者的尸体往这个以利沙的身上一丢就跑掉了。
So they throw the body into Elisha's tomb.
结果呢，这个尸体一碰到以利沙的骸骨竟然活过来了。
When the body touched Elisha's bone, the man came to life.
还站了起来。
And stood up on his feet.
很显然，这不是以利亚够厉害。
So this is not just Elisha.
不是以利亚可以使那个人活起来。
Elisha couldn't make the man resurrected.
这是上帝复活的大能。
This is the power of God for resurrection.
借着以利亚的骸骨彰显出来。
And the resurrection power through Elisha's bone.
想想看，假如以利亚够厉害
，If Elisha is a prophet，
假如他真的够 powerful， 那为什么他不使他自己复活过来呢
？How come Elisha died？
所以这个神迹是从神而来的作为。
So the miracle is from the God。
以利沙已经去世了
，Elisha already died。
他的身体都变成骸骨了
，So only bone left。
但是上帝仍然能够使他的骸骨用他来做事。
But God used his bone to achieve miracle.
这样显明神是真神。
To manifest he's a true God.
使人知道他是唯一能使人复活的神。
He's the only God capable of a resurrection.
在1921年的时候
，In 1921,
有一对瑞典的夫妻
，This is a Swedish couple.
他们到达非洲的刚果去传福音。
They came to Congo to be missionary.
但是当地的酋长不准他们进入他们的村子。
But the chief forbade them from entering the village.
这对宣教士夫妇只好在村子外面搭一个土造的房子。
So they make a hut outside the village.
同时他们求神来开路。
And they pray to the Lord to open the door.
结果只有一个小男孩是卖鸡蛋给他们的，终于信了主。
There's only one little boy selling the egg accepted Christ.
不久，这个宣教士的太太 怀孕生下一个 女婴孩。
Shortly, the wife pregnant and gave birth to a daughter.
叫做 Anna.
His name was Anna.
但是这位宣教士太太太虚弱，过没几天就去世了。
And the wife was so weak and passed away several days later.
她的先生非常的伤心。
And the husband was bereaved.
他认为他没有能力来抚养这个女婴孩。
He didn't think he had the ability to raise the daughter.
就把这个女婴孩交给别人来抚养。
So he sent the daughter away.
自己就非常失望的回到瑞典去。
And he was saddened and returned to Sweden.
他同时对神充满了怨言。
And he complained to the God.
因为他认为上帝毁了他的一生。
Because he think God destroyed his life.
这个生下来的女婴孩
，the little girl，
辗转被人家送到美国去抚养。
And was sent and raised in America.
最后在美国长大，她的名字叫改成 Aggie.
And her name was changed to Aggie.
有一天 ，Aggie 在一个宗教的刊物上面看到。
And one day, Aggie read something in a Christian publication.
看到一张相片。
And saw the photo.
相片里面有一个坟墓。
And then there was a tomb.
那坟墓上面有一个白色的十字架。
And then there's a white cross.
白色十字架上面写着 Svea Flood 这个人的名字
，and inscription is Svet Flood the name。
然后这个照片的旁边有文章记载说
，and then there's some there's some inscription besides as well。
有个 article 哈，那他说很久以前
，she remember a long time ago，
有一对宣教士的夫妻来到他们这个村庄。
A missionary couple came to this village.
那有一个小男孩信了耶稣。
And there's a little boy accept Christ.
那这个宣教士的太太呢，生了一个女儿。
And the missionary wife gave birth to a daughter.
那这个母亲去世了。
And the mom shortly passed away.
那这先生就伤心离开了。
And the husband left in sadness.
但是这个信主的小男孩长大了。
And this little boy grew up.
他说服酋长来在当地建立学校。
He convinced the chief to establish a school.
他传福音给所有学生，使所有学生都信了耶稣。
And he spread the gospel, and pretty much many students accept Christ.
结果连这个酋长也成为基督徒了。
Eventually, even the chief became Christian.
现在全村有600个基督徒。
Now the whole village has more than 600 Christians.
这个文章的最后说，这都是因为 David 跟他的太太 Svea Flood 他们夫妻的牺牲。
And then.They gave credit to the sacrifice of the husband and wife, David and Svet Flood.
Aggie 看完这篇文章之后
，After Aggie read the article，
后来她去到瑞典找到她的亲生父亲。
She went to Sweden to look for his.
那时她的父亲已经73岁了。
And the father was 73 years old.
她告诉她父亲这个故事。
He told his dad this story.
他说：“爸爸。”你去非洲没有白费。
He said your effort in Africa was not in vain.
妈妈也没有白死在非洲。
And mom did not die in vain.
你们所带领信主那个小男孩长大了。
The little boy you led to Christ has grew up.
他还带领全村的人信耶稣了。
And led the whole village to Christ.
今天在那个地方有600个基督徒在那边侍奉主。
Now more than 600 Christians in the village.
他说：“爸爸，耶稣爱你。”
Dad, Jesus loved you.
他没有忘掉你。
He did not forgive you.
就在那一天
，On that day,
他的父亲 David 重新回到神的怀抱。
So the dad David returned to Christ.
十几年来对神的抱怨一扫而空。
And then no more complaint to the Lord.
几个礼拜以后，他的父亲 David 就归回天家。
Several weeks later, David passed away.
安息了。
In peace.
后来这个 Aggie 也有机会到了非洲。
And Aggie later had opportunity to visit Africa.
去到那边看到她妈妈的坟墓。
And she visited the tomb of her mom.
她的妈妈虽然年轻的时候就去世了。
Even though her mom died in her youth.
但是她在这位妈妈她在世界上的服事已经终止了。
Even though her service on the earth ended long time ago.
但是上帝的工仍然在进行。
But the word of the Lord continued.
上帝的手仍然在做事。
And God's hand still at work.
福音的大能仍然继续发生功效。
The power of gospel is still reaching
仍然有人的灵魂被耶稣的福音所拯救。
And saving souls.
各位弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们是否相信？
Do you believe?
即使我们离开世界之后，
Even though we pass away,
上帝仍然可以在这世界上继续做他的事。
God can continue his power on this world.
上帝在我们去世之后，
After we pass away,
仍然可以使用我们曾经说过的话，
God can steal the words we said before,
利用我们曾经所做过的事情，
The things we've done before,
来继续使人的灵魂得到永生，
Continue to save souls for him.
第二点，
Second point,
我们可以学到复活永生在神手中。
Resurrection to eternal life is in God's hand.
圣经没有记载。
This is not in the Bible.
这个复活过来的人又活了多久？
Didn't mention the people after resurrected how long they lived.
圣经有没有记载？
There's not in Bible.
当初他复活过来之后，他的身体状况怎么样？
And the condition after they resurrected.
圣经只有说他活过来可以站得起来。
They only mentioned he resurrected and stood up.
但是我在想，假如他能够站起来，
if he can stood up on his feet,
却没有足够的体力去逃跑的话，
if he couldn't run,
那么他也会被入侵的摩亚人追上，
and the Moabite raider will catch him.
那么他又再一次面临到死亡的威胁，
then he will facing the threat of death again.
那假如他又被人家杀死，他上帝使他复活，不就枉费了吗？
Then he killed again. Then resurrection was in vain.
这个只是我个人的猜想。
That's my personal thought.
上帝既然能够使他活过来，
God resurrected him.
又能使他能够站起来，
make him stand up.
上帝就应该给他足够的力气，
must give him enough power.
能够拔腿逃命，
to run away.
这种想法应该很合理吧？
I think it's a reasonable thought.
假如这是真的。
If it's true,
那埋葬他的亲朋好友，
then what about the burial procession people?
在逃跑的时候往后一看，
then they turn around.
哇，这是怎么一回事？
So what happened?
死人活过来，他们跑得更快了。
So dead men walking, so they probably ran even faster.
不过我们都知道，
but we know,
无论这些人活得长或活得短，
doesn't matter how long we live,
包括这一位刚刚复活的人，
even this person resurrected just now.
到后来，他们通通都去世了。
Eventually, they all died.
在新约的时候，
in New Testament,
拉撒路死了。
Lazarus died.
耶稣对拉撒路的姐姐马大说，
and Jesus said to his sister Martha,
复活在我，
resurrection is upon
me. 生命也在我，
so life is upon me.
信我的人虽然死了，
he who believed in me, though they died.
也必复活。
They will live.
拉撒路有没有复活？
Did Nazareth came back to life?
有，他复活了。
Yes, he did.
后来呢？
Then what happened?
拉撒路还是去世了。
Well, Lazarus died again.
连他的姐姐马大、玛利亚也通通都去世了。
Martha, Mary also died.
那么这样子，耶稣所谓复活的应许是不是落空了呢？
Then the promise of resurrection is empty.
耶稣所说的复活，
What Jesus meant resurrection,
不只是当时使拉撒路的肉体活过来，
Not only just for Nazareth's body,
更是直到末世的时候耶稣要再来。
It's talk about the end time, second coming of Jesus.
耶稣要从空中降临，
He will came from the earth, from the heaven.
历世历代所有的死人都要复活，
And everybody died will be resurrected.
复活之后耶稣要施行审判。
And then there will be judgment.
信主的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes him should not perish, but have eternal life.
我们大家都对这个经节很熟。
So everybody knows about this verse.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
在约翰福音五章二十七节到二十九节也有说，并且因为他是人子，他是耶稣，就赐给他行审判的权柄，就是耶稣有审判的权柄。你们不要为这事看作稀奇，时候要到。我有 凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voices, and shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
所以从圣经当中我们知道，
So from Bible we know,
所有末世，在末世的时候耶稣要再来。
So in the end, the second coming of Jesus.
所有去世的人都要复活。
So all who had died will be resurrected.
上帝的大能使无论是火葬的、海葬的，全部都活过来。
It doesn't matter how you were buried, you'll be resurrected.
信主又行善的人会得到永远的生命。
If you believe and did good, you have eternal life.
复活永远的生命就永远跟神同在一起。
And you'll be with the Lord forever.
这种复活的大能。
The power of resurrection.
还有永远永恒的生命。
And eternal life.
只有在神的手中。
Only in God's hand.
在2003年。
In 2003.
有一个未满四岁的男孩。
There's a not yet four-year-old boy.
他的名字叫 Carlton.
So his name is Carlton.
他在一次紧急盲肠炎的手术当中差一点死掉。
So he almost died during his, during emergency appendectomy surgery.
但是他却奇迹似的活下来了。
But miraculous he survived.
没想到在后来的几个月当中
Then a couple months later,
Colton 竟然向他的爸爸妈妈说他曾经去过天堂。
Colton told his parents he went to heaven.
他说他在动手术的时候
He said during the surgery,
他的灵魂离开他的肉体。
His soul left his body.
他当时有看到他的爸爸妈妈在另外一个房间。
He saw his parents in another room.
他还说到天堂的一些情形。
And he described the condition in the heaven.
他有遇到耶稣，还有很多天使。
He met Jesus and many angels.
还有许多天堂的细节。
And many details in heaven.
都跟圣经所记载的完全符合。
And it's similar to what described in the Bible.
但是 Colton 还不认识字啊。
But Colton have not read Bible.
他看不懂圣经的。
So he couldn't read it.
更特别的是
，Even more special.
他说他在天堂遇到他的曾祖父。
He met his grandpa, grand grandpa.
但是他曾祖父早在二十年前就去世了。
And the the great grandpa passed away 20 years ago.
在那个时候 ，Colton 还没出生呢。
That's before his birth.
除此之外，他还见到他的大姐。
And he also saw his elder sister.
他这个大姐是还没生下的时候就在妈妈的肚子里面流产了。
So that actually was abortion.
他的妈妈根本没有跟 Colton 提起过他有这么样的一个姐姐。
And their parents never mentioned he had a sister.
Colton 坦率直言。
And then he said frankly.
使他的父母吓了一大跳。
And surprised his parents.
但他所说的都一一得到事实的证明。
But it's all facts.
那真的有天堂 ，Heaven is for real 这本书。
And it's a book, Heaven is for real.
在2010年登上《纽约时报》畅销排行榜第一名。
It's a bestseller 2010 New York Times.
这本书被翻成30多种语言。
And then translated in more than 30 languages.
超过千万的人读过这本书。
More than millions of people read it.
无论是基督徒或是非基督徒
，Christian and non-Christian alike，
都对他们的生命带来了震撼
，and all changed their lives。
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sister，
你相信有天堂吗
？Do you believe in heaven？
你相信天堂真的存在吗
？Do you believe the existence of heaven？
上帝仍然可以继续做事，在我们离开这个世界之后
，even though we pass away， God can still use us。
他天堂的事实让我们拥有一个截然不同的角度来面对死亡的问题。
The reality of heaven gives us a different perspective on death.
我们可以对死亡这样子说吗
？So we can say to death.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里
？Oh death, where is your sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
O grave, where's your victory?
感谢主，信主的人可以靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
Praise the Lord, because the blood of Jesus.
我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Or our sins are forgiven.
耶稣已经胜过死亡的权势。
God overcome the power of death.
耶稣已经胜过罪的权势。
And Jesus overcome the power of sins.
从此以后，我们可以不用再惧怕肉体的死亡了。
So we no longer afraid of physical death.
最后我们可以学到
The last lesson for us.
神所做工无远弗届
The work of God's hands is without boundary.
在圣经列王记下的这两个经文
And then the two verses in 2 Kings.
记载说这个人活过来以后
So talk about the person resurrected.
那经文就结束了
And then the end of the scripture.
没有任何下文了
No more description any further.
整本有关以利沙的事迹从此就结束了。
And no more description about Elisha either.
圣经之后都找不到以利沙的记载。
So there's no more words on Elisha after these scriptures.
看起来这么大的神迹使人复活发生在以利沙身上。
So such important miracle happened.
但是连以利沙本人都不知道这件事。
But even Elisha didn't know it happened.
他一无所知。
Because he knew nothing.
因为他已经去世了。
He had passed away.
他没有知觉，也没有意识了。
He couldn't feel nothing. No more sense.
我在猜想，有一天我到天上。
I'm imagined once I reach heaven.
假如我遇到先知以利沙。
If I met Elisha there.
我就说哦，以利沙，先知以利沙。
So prophet Elisha，
不晓得有没有人已经跟你说了哈。
Did anybody tell you？
啊，上帝呢，曾经用你的尸体呢，使一个人复活哎。
God used a bone to resurrect dead people。
但是那个人复活，你却没有复活。
But you were not resurrected。
也许以利沙会回答怎么说
？So maybe Elisha will answer。
没关系，我不介意。
It's okay. I don't mind。
我在天堂好的无比。
So it's so wonderful for me to be in heaven.
这是多么荣幸，神还可以利用我的骸骨使人复活。
It's a glorious thing God used my bone to resurrect people.
然后这只是我的猜想而已。
That's just my guess.
但是我想我跟以利沙可以共同同意一件事情。
But I think we have something in common with Elisha.
那就是我们都会很惊讶。
We'll be surprised.
不得不对上帝发出赞美和颂赞。
And give praise to the Lord.
因为上帝使这个复活的事件
Because God made the resurrection possible.
被一代一代传递下来
And then go by generation after generations.
被人写在圣经上面
It's written in the Bible.
几千年来不晓得多少人被阅读圣经被阅读过
Thousand years pass, so many people have read the scriptures.
这个复活的信息也不晓得被多少人传讲过
The message of the resurrection has been repeated over and over.
以至于不晓得无法计数的灵魂被得救。
And then numerous souls were saved.
被拯救。那么这样子又深远又广阔的果效。
So the far-reaching effects.
有谁能够诉说得尽呢
？And it's speechless.
这真是太奇妙了。
It's so wonderful.
弟兄姐妹，上帝动工的果效。
So brother and sister, that's the work of God.
无远弗届
There's no boundary.
恐怕是连我们眼睛都没有办法看见的。
We can't see beyond it.
连我们心里都没有办法想到过。
We cannot imagine.
我刚才有提到说我哥哥去世的事情。
Earlier I mentioned my brother passed away.
我走在我的妹妹后面。
So I walk behind my sister.
手里捧着我哥哥的遗像。
I held his portrait.
当我们队伍一步一步走向火化场的时候
，So the procession heading to the crematorium.
我看到四周围的人，其他奔丧的家庭。
So I saw many people coming to the funeral.
他们大部分都是信仰民间宗教的。
And then they're non-Christian.
他们手里拿着香，或是拿着纸钱。
They burn incense and the fake money.
还有一些尼姑和尚披着袈裟。
And then there's monks and nuns.
口中念念有词
They're chanting.
他们脸上有深深的哀愁
And there's so much sorrow on their face.
纸钱的灰烬在空中旋转。
And the ashes just in the air.
空气中还夹杂着浓浓的烧香的味道。
And the smell of incense.
突然，我的心有一股很强的感动。
And something touched my heart deeply.
我突然举起右手。
I raised my right hand.
我突然说，耶稣这么说。
And Jesus said,
复活在我。
Resurrection is me.
生命也在我。
Life is of me.
信我的人。
Whoever believe in me,
虽然死了,
though they die,
终必复活,
they'll be revived.
我的妹妹在前面听到这件事,
my sister heard me.
这件事一直好几年来一直留在她的脑海中,
and left indelible impression on her.
她一直想要写一首诗,
she wanted to write a poem,
想把这件事情给记载下来,
and to remember this incident.
最近他终于把这首诗写下来了。
Eventually, he finished writing.
投稿到台湾的基督教论坛报。
He sent to a Christian publication.
那他不知道我今天要讲我哥哥去世的事情。
She didn't know I would talk about my brother's death.
但是他却告诉我他的文章登出来了。
But he just told me that his poem was published.
我跟他说我正好要讲这件事情。
I told her about my preaching.
我们都觉得这个是太巧合了，太奇妙了。
What a coincidence, so powerful.
但是，到底有多少人会读到这个文章呢
？But how many will read this poem?
我们很放心。
Worry not.
因为现在网际网络的果效，我们都无法想象。
Because the power of internet.
我们都相信。
We believe.
上帝能使万事互相效力。
So God all things work out for the best.
上帝的大能，上帝工作的果效远超乎我们所思所想。
God is omnipotent beyond our imagination.
只要上帝做事
，If God at work，
他的果效绝对不是我们有限的头脑能够估算出来的。
He can achieve anything beyond our imagination.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters。
你现在手中正在从事什么神的事工吗
？Are you working for God？
你是否有时候也会觉得失望透顶呢
？Sometimes feel depressed, disappointed。
放心，神对他自己的事工比你我更在意。
Fear not, God will pay attention to His own work。
我们为神所做的一切绝对不是突然。
Whatever we work for God, there's a reason。
神所要求我们的就只是忠心。
God just asks obedience from us.
我们所要做的就是把握各种机会传福音。
As long as we spread the gospel, every opportunity we have.
掌握各种机会去散播福音的种子。
And just plant the seeds.
神总是会让福音的种子发芽成长。
God will harvest.
在许多不知道的时候，福音的种子就开花结果了。
Before you know it, the seeds will sprout.
弟兄姐妹，即使我们有一天习了世上的事工
，Even though one day our task ended on earth，
上帝仍然做工
，God was still at work。
上帝做工的功效无远弗届
，The power of His work is without boundary。
你愿意把你的一生交在这位掌管生命的神手中吗
？Are you willing to submit to God as Lord of your life？
你愿意用你的一生来见证你的主、你的神吗？
Witness for God.
愿神与我们同在。
May God be with you.
借着我们来彰显他的大能。
And the resurrecting power of Jesus.
愿耶稣复活的大能。
And His power of resurrection.
让我们的生命越来越丰盛。
Enrich everyone's life.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.